comedy.
How are you, mate? We need one of those like emergency, urgent, like news bulletin type.
This is not a Wednesday. We do breaking news.
That's what we need.
This has got to be one of those episodes where we got it. No internet failures, because I do not want to edit it. It's going straight out. This episode is going live immediately.
Not the time for BS. This is not the time for the internet to fail us, mate. This is urgent stuff.
Watch your
emergency
language. Don't say any kids' names and no internet outages. And then important just go stuff. Live immediately afterwards.
No swearing, no politics, and no children's names. I think they're the important key messages.
How was your day? This morning you had a very different start to me.
I assume that's why we're having an emergency pod on a Sunday night. We're just talking
to
about
your PB,
personal best. Yeah, my PB on a 10K. Isn't that what we're here for? Urgent.
Yeah, that's
urgent.
Why I said we need to get on this call. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why at 9 o'clock at night, at the end of the weekend, we're like, we should chat, just so I could rub it in. Now, yes, mate. It was great. I started first thing in the morning, 7 a.m. Let's get to Berkeley so I could run around the Berkeley town in the freezing cold.
Berkeley's nice. At that time of the morning, you get to see the real Berkeley.
It was.
You do, though.
I saw a bit too much of Berkeley. No, it was all cleaned up, right? Because everyone was out for the run. It was beautiful. It was crisp. Yeah. It was gorgeous.
Nice.
And it was a personal best 10K. It was so nice, mate. Under 45 nice, minutes. Dude. The goal was to hit 45. I just snuck under 45. It was lovely.
Came in seventh out of the people in your age group, right?
Gendered age group. So seven out of 176 males between 40 and 49 was basically.
So it's like seven and a quarter minute miles or something, isn't it?
Seven and 13. I still don't understand the minute miles, but 7:13. 4:38 minute Ks. It was good. It was not. It's a fast course. So much hill running straight down the hills. It was, some things were hurting.
Yeah. It's great. Cool. I'm delighted for you, lads. I'm bummed I missed it. This is the second event in 2 years that we've signed us up for in November, and I've not done it. Next year.
The last faux event, the last, what's it called? Last placebo event we had was what kicked off health 1.0 for us. That's exactly right. So this one was a nice cat before going to Thanksgiving.
I love that.
Gorging.
Caro, your wife came to the door and was like, "Oh, Marcus, you've lost loads of weight." I was like, "How do you not know I'm on this big health kick as well?"
She just didn't think it would stick.
She just didn't think it would work. That ages ago.
Yeah, she's like, "Oh, it worked. Oh, okay, he actually did it. All right, fair enough.
Good for you."
No, we discussed it. We discussed the cold plunge. She knows. When she listens to the podcast, she knows.
When she listens, she's a frequent listener.
Frequent listener. It was nice saying hello to you on the way out. Having the medal around my neck and just waving by.
Boom. You didn't do it. I did it. I got a PB. My kids have got medals. Your kids have got vomiting bugs.
I've got bugs. Diarrhea.
I feel like that's the... So for folks who don't know, I've got a new hernia. It's popping out. It's going to be tucked back in again on the 8th of December. And then after that, we're all good to go. So,
you know, if there's one thing they can't blame us for, it's being too personal. We're very open. We're vulnerable.
Hernias aren't personal. They're just hanging out. No, you think so?
Oh, I can't wait to find out what's too much information if that's not. No, I'm with you, mate. It's been a big
surgery on the 8th. It's going to be epic.
It's been a great, great day, mate. It was a great morning start. They went to a birthday party. Then we had a movie day with one of the daughters. And then we went to my family's for Thanksgiving, pre-Thanksgiving. And it's just nonstop, all with the backdrop of the reason as we're texting all day.
Did you even talk to your family? What are you doing a pre-Thanksgiving when all this tech industry stuff is happening? It's like,
it's been very difficult.
Glued to my phone this
weekend. Since Friday. Yeah. It's Friday afternoon. Yeah.
With the rumors and the gossip and the WhatsApp groups and everything. I'm wanting to be the first person to get the news. Have you found yourself this weekend wanting to be the one who shares it?
Yeah. All there is right now on my phone is just multiple chat groups, but like mainly, you know, you and me, but like multiple chat groups. You're obviously the only one, Marcus, of just full of tweets. All the chat groups are tweets, not even like commentary
not
or speculation or even like
just forwarding information.
Here's what I think. And this is another tweet that represents. Oh my God, it's so. I love these weekends.
What are we talking about? Why are we having an emergency podcast? Why is it important that we get this out on a Sunday? What happened on Friday?
Because I achieved my goals and hit the 10-kilometer personal. But
boom.
mate,
move on.
We often talk about Sam Altman. I think your deity, Sam Altman, the CEO, co-founder of OpenAI. OpenAI, the company that released ChatGPT and GPT-3 and GPT-4, and is essentially the one that's the avant-garde on the cutting edge of this AI renaissance. Mm-hmm. And on Friday, he was fired. He was fired from his company as a CEO and co-founder. And we all got it from a blog post.
Unceremoniously. Yeah.
From the board that said, very opaque language. This is where the whole intrigue starts with, effectively, he's gone, he's dismissed because he was opaque. He wasn't transparent in his communications. This is where it all kicked off.
Here's the quote. OpenAI's board said that it conducted a deliberate review process and that Altman was not consistently candid in his communications with the board, hindering its ability to exercise its responsibilities. That's what we got on Friday.
Friday, about like, mid, it was afternoon, wasn't it? About three. Before markets close. So there's so many bits to this. Before markets close, you're pushing out a statement saying the CEO's gone. We don't have a replacement. It's interim, right? And it sounds like he's shot someone, basically.
Something terrible's happened. So when we go through it blow by blow, we're immediately in the scandal territory. Like that's where my head goes at that time on a Friday. It's like, if they have to do that, if they're forced into a position where they're making Mira, the CTO, interim CEO, and she found out the night before, it's like, what's the scandal? What's he done?
It was 100% urgent and really serious, right? Because if it's serious but not urgent, you wait till markets close or you find a new CEO.
A new CEO. And when there's just like, we've no CEO and he's gone. It's like,
If it's urgent and not serious, you say family time or whatever you say. That you don't, like, the framing of the corporate speak, it was heavy-handed corporate speak. It was essentially, there's been manslaughter with potential first degree and we've got the evidence coming and we're all jumping to let the games begin. Like, it was just a ridiculous Friday afternoon.
And we're like, it's coming. The news is coming out, right?
We're waiting for the story. There's a story coming.
Here comes the Guardian or something.
It's killed someone. They're getting ahead of it. Let's go, right? And by killed someone, we obviously mean some sort of personal sexual scandal. Like, I'm not going to reframe, but like, that's where your head goes.
I immediately thought Uber. That kind of, you do think it's either there's something like, it's like, something is toxic.
It didn't add up though, because it's Sam. But maybe we didn't know. Maybe we had the wall pulled out. All of a sudden, you had like a sinister veil of Sam Altman.
He had very shiny lips. I don't know. I always was suspicious of how shiny his lips were, but anyway, so it was starting
productivity
that up
in
me.
The Bay Area. negative. It went negative productivity on Friday after, as though Friday. It was, and like, you know, RIP to anyone who has a spouse who has, you know, has a lot on the internet. Everyone just stopped, and it was and Friday afternoon till now, Sunday night, and it's unresolved as of Sunday night. And boy, is it getting more ridiculous by the hour. Like, okay. Let's wind it back. So Friday, where do we get to by Friday after? Where was your head by Friday night going to bed? Do you remember?
Friday night, I was so confused. So I was like, Friday night going to bed, this is what had happened. He'd been let go. We were waiting for the story to drop. Satya Nadella had dropped that he supported Mira as CEO. That everything's great and that he's really excited about working with OpenAI in future. Yep. So it seemed like a stone cold tweet as well.
It's like we're on board. He's out.
Yeah, he's out. We've been informed. We've been part of this. And I was like, okay, this story's going to be killer. This is going to be and that tweet was so cold.
So weird.
Yeah.
So it was one thing after another. The first thing that I remember the first thing I remember hearing, and then we didn't notice it, and then we came back to it, was that it wasn't just Sam who went, Greg went, right? Greg Bachman, who was a co-founder and the chairman of the board.
President.
But the president of the board. We didn't hear how or what he went. We just heard he went. We didn't hear if he was also fired or reserved. And we didn't get any of his statements. We haven't had statements at this point other than that blog.
Right.
But he went, and then you go, well, hang on a minute. If someone else goes who's not the CEO, then is he implicated? There was something there. We couldn't quite put our finger on it. And we'll loop back to that because then he appears and all of a sudden everyone
And he's an important guy as well. So if you didn't know, and I didn't know Greg's background. So Greg is the former CTO of Stripe.
Welcome.
He was there for 5 years. He's known as, they call him the 10X engineer. So he's one of those guys that they put on the hardest problems. He's a founder. He's, you know, one of the co-founders and he is the technologist.
Just gets it done.
And he's like, he's a 10X engineer in an industry where it's got really good engineers too. Like these are not, I mean, this might be a 100X engineer type thing. This guy is essential basically to the future of OpenAI. So that's why it's important. So we don't know what's going on there other than we heard on Friday that he was gone as well. So, right?
So strange. Yeah. He was gone, and we don't know what the circumstance. And then you hear...
Oh, and we yeah, go.
Yeah. Well, I remember the next thing was, wait, Microsoft didn't know until 3 minutes before it.
Yeah. He got... Yeah.
You go, no one knew this. If Microsoft didn't know 3 minutes before it, who's $10 billion in as an investor?
Yeah, 13 billion.
No, right, 13. Yeah. Non-majority stake, 49% into the profit arm of the... So if the lead investor doesn't know, the other investors did not know before it. So the capital source had no idea this was happening. So it wasn't a VC drive out. It wasn't an investor drive out. And in fact, they weren't even consulted as the primary capital raiser of this whole thing.
And let's take a quick pause and talk about how it's structured. So OpenAI is confusingly, OpenAI is a not-for-profit umbrella company. Sam Altman actually geniusly structured an LP, a subsidiary to OpenAI, which is OpenAI LP, which is where they do all their profit-making stuff.
Business.
So actually go to market for ChatGPT, all this work and everything that's valuable to Microsoft and to all the VCs, that's all under this LP, which is a subsidiary of OpenAI Inc., I think is what it's called.
Just like the pandemic and we all became epidemiologists, just like Ukraine and we became war strategists, we are now all board governance, corporate governance gurus. We're like, how many is a majority stake in a board? Is an independent without equity? Is that as good as someone who's a VC control?
This is interesting. You're right. So the why it's interesting is because Sam on Friday tweeted saying, I can't say anything because I'm at risk of losing all my shares in OpenAI, of which he has zero.
None.
Because the equity model that he has is he is not incentivized by shares.
And we all famously know because he went to the Senate and in a Senate hearing, they're like, how much of OpenAI do you own, Sam? And he's like, zero. And then the senator was like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
You've got no incentive? He's like, no, I'm quite rich. I'm fine. It's like, it's all good. I've got zero.
Apparently he has more than 500 million. He's somewhere between 500 million and a billion is what his personal wealth is. So he's not doing too bad already.
Details. Oh my God. I can't even remember the sequence. At this point though, I distinctly recall two things. One is I'd already in one of my chat groups was like, look, here are the scenarios. Scandal. Serious fiduciary problems like dodgy financial turn down and investment ridiculous like security flaw issue something just completely leaked all of the stuff through the GPTs and everyone else's data is kind of up in smoke and I was like that's kind of the bounds
or
of it.
I thought maybe he's a bad guy. Yeah, maybe he's like Lex Luthor type thing. Yeah.
Yeah, hadn't got to evil, but I'm kind of going, what's good? And then, of course, the beauty of the internet is there were already betting markets and it outlined all the other possible things and it had like numbers and odds on every possible scenario and it was just great. It was just
wonderful. There was a really great one that you sent. Rami sent me one, which was someone said, I like to think of all the possible scenarios as horses in a race. And it's like, you know, sexual misconduct on the outside is being undertaken by, oh no, it's evil AI. It's really good.
Security
really
and fraud good. Is like, coming around the bend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. And it's exactly how it felt. It felt like, I just love, like stepping back, that somehow we're in this microcosm bubble thing where this is pure entertainment. Yeah. This is unbelievable that we give a crap about a CEO of anything. You know, the nerdy, it's nerd crack, it's nerd drama.
Is it though? Do you not think this is broader than that? Like, I don't know how, I mean, I think we went deep. I think there's probably a million people who went really deep on this, right?
We're all, I just love that this is, look, it's better than Shane Warne and what he did in the 90s. Like, I never really cared about that. Brangelina, you know, it's that of the, this is essentially Brangelina of North Cal. That's kind of where I got to. it's that celebrity gossip, but up here.
Yeah, it is celebrity gossip, but it does feel like, B-tier celebrity gossip. Like, you don't have them on the same level as Brangelina. Like, it definitely feels like your home team. It's like someone, I don't know what it's like. It's like local. I do realize it's local news.
It feels very local, but it's also way global, way more global than Brangelina. Like, this is Microsoft, this is OpenAI, this is AI.
Oh, of course.
And they're 10x more powerful and wealthy than Brangelina ever were. And by the way, they're doing real stuff, unlike Brangelina. Like, they're actually building companies and technology. So, in like many, many ways, it's much more relevant and much more important, is what I'd love my kids to be more interested in rather than celebrity and sports. But in many other ways, it does feel like it's only if you catch the BART between downtown and Mission do you even care what Sam Altman and OpenAI is doing in Soma. You know, it's a very, it does feel very, there's four blocks that you, you can kind of count on one hand.
So we're up to Friday evening. Come Friday evening, I think he had tweeted, I think Sam Altman had tweeted Friday evening, I'm going to do something exciting. I'm going to do something new and exciting or something like that. Was that Friday or Saturday morning? But it was.
I think that was, can't wait for the next thing was Saturday. I think by Friday, Greg had tweeted, right? Because we were all trying to understand.
I thought it was Saturday. Okay. Well, that one was really, it doesn't matter exactly when it happened.
Yeah.
There was this period of time where we did know what Sam had done.
Yeah.
But it was clear that Sam and Greg were out and that Sam was up open for other stuff. He was just like, I don't care. I'm going to do something cool.
Yeah.
Then Greg drops the famous tweet. So what was the Greg tweet that kind of cleared everything up for us in terms? And it was written in the third person. It was a weird tweet that clearly had been through legal or something. Like,
What was brilliant about Greg's tweet is that what preceded it was Brian Chesky, the CEO of Airbnb, was now wheeling and dealing and chatting with Greg and Sam and dropping tweets going, they're going to make a statement soon. They're going to, like, he's now the insider representing. He's their manager. He's their comms guy.
Sam Altman's invested in Airbnb. He's got a significant stake in it, doesn't he?
So, and it's like, all Y Combinator, right? Like, Airbnb is the classic Y Combinator investor.
That's right.
So they're all kind of in it together. But somehow this guy now, he's got his own company to run, but he's now the head of comms for Sam
Isn't
and Greg's.
Weird? All these CEOs just get together.
Out.
It's
they're
so.
Just hanging out and shooting
It's kind of like Towie. What the only way is Essex, except the Northern California version. It's like, they're just all on a couch somewhere, you know, chatting about all
that's much closer to what it is. It's one of those reality TV shows with just a bit more stakes. That's exactly what it is. And he's like preempting, going, you know, there's going to be a statement soon from Sam and Greg. So Greg drops the tweet, and Greg drops the famous Google Meets tweet, which is just brilliant because what he does is outline, matter of factually, here's how things went. A, B, C, D, D. But the key takeaway that most people get from it, well, there's the important takeaway, but the other takeaway that spawns all the memes is everything was done via Google Meet. And if you got $13 billion from Microsoft, you'd expect that like Teams is probably being used somewhere in the structure.
So he says a Google Meet was sent out at 12 o'clock. So this Altman, how he got fired was he was expecting to have a one-to-one. He jumps on this Google Meet with Ilya Sutskever, another co-founder, chief scientist, and he gets fired immediately and very quickly because he's on the call for, he joins at 12:04 according to Greg's tweet, and Greg gets a tweet saying, will you join a call at 12:19? So it's less than 15 minutes. It's like a 10 or 12 minute call for him to get fired. He joins the call. All the board is there with Ilya. He's expecting to just have a one-to-one and he's gone.
All the board, except for Greg. Greg
except
wasn't
for
involved.
Greg. And
no
I think
one
except
else
for
knew.
Mira. Mira was not there either, but she did know from the previous
she knew
day.
The
it was
night
just
before.
The board. Yeah.
So now the entire board is just flipped open on its head.
Yeah.
It's now Boom. Succession. It's Succession Silicon Valley episode. It's like Et tu, Brute. It's every possible scandalous.
What do you do if you join that call and you're the CEO and all the board is on it?
It's all the stuff you've heard, right? It's the give them no heads up. It's the pull the rug while they get the ally, make sure the ally is not on the board in the meetings, get the numbers. They've done the numbers.
So high risk. Who was the first one to bring it? Who was the first one? It sounds like it's Ilya. We can get into it in a while, but like such a high risk.
Oh my God. So the story is that he didn't know, Greg didn't know, no one other than the board knew, none of the investors knew. One person addition to the board knew, which was Mira, who's the CTO from, and we'll talk about Mira's background. And then the question goes, wait, so the board just unceremoniously whipped him. What is that about? Who's the board even made of? We hadn't even asked. No one's even gone, what is the board? We just assumed the board was this grand, fantastic, all-knowing thing.
Exactly. I was like, it's Peter Thiel or something.
It's incredible. No one even looked into that. And about the same time, One of the first, so then there's the, like, who you're following.
Teenagers. Got, it turns out, just so we can skip to it, by the way, it's teenagers. It's teenagers on the board. There's
no one's
like
three or four people. No one has equity.
Left over from a slumber party. They were supposed to go home and they're running. They're we're the board. Okay.
Just got carried away.
I'll run through. I have the little list of the board and what they do as well. I can run through it if we want to put
some facts in. Let's look at the board in a second. Yeah. So, and Elon Musk obviously features in this, which is brilliant because at the same time he's launching Starship, the second flight. He's like, I'm not going to get involved.
And Grok. And all this stuff. He's doing everything at the same time.
The whole thing. Somewhere along those lines, one of the first kind of, all these scenarios are going up and this Reddit thread comes up from an anonymous source. And the Reddit thread basically outlines a scenario where it starts catching on. You start going, okay, this seems something viable. It seemed a bit boring at first, but it seems viable. And it was, I think, just before we learned Greg's kind of timeline. And it was a random Reddit thread.
Right.
It started catching some thread.
That's
and then Kara Swisher, who's a famous journalist around SF, around the Bay Area and around tech in general, also cotton onto this thread going, Scoop, here's what I'm hearing, and here's the sort of theory that's going on. The theory was basically internal factualism. The idea that there was a group within OpenAI that was particularly concerned about AI. There were doomers, there were safetyists, there were effective altruists, which is a brilliant SBF throwback to Sam Bankman-Fried.
All the Sams. I love the tweet saying it's a tough year for Sams.
Bad year for Sams. Yeah. Terrible year. It's the other tweet was like, oh, it's November. It's time to sacrifice our most prominent Sam. It's time to just...
And that tweet that it was like, turns out Michael Lewis has been shadowing Sam Altman for the last 6 months. So his next book. So
everyone just on the internet looking to wisecrack because everyone's just, what do you know?
So
do you know
funny.
Just for... Just, everyone's looking for... It's like comedy gold.
Genius. I love that.
Yeah, it's so good. So the theory is basically internal factualism. And there was a cabal of engineers who were absolutely not up for it. Where Sam had taken it was not in the core mission. It wasn't for the value. It's not the nonprofit, good for all and all of humanity. He's taken it too far, and they wanted to take it back to its nonprofit roots. And in fact, the thing that kind of broke the camel's back was that in the latest Dev Day, and they went hard into GPTs and monetization, which it breaks everyone's back in any marketplace.
Personalized. So just go a little deep. So GPTs that you can use for business. You can have your own GPT model that you can train for yourself. They went really commercial on this one. They went into the LP part more than the OpenAI for everyone part.
And we talked about it, didn't we? After Dev Day, we were really excited.
That's right.
We also said, wow, they've really pivoted. They've gone.
We didn't ship that episode. That was the one we never got edited, unfortunately. So
once you hear it, you'll know that we were right. I think it's the important quickly edit it.
Yeah.
So I think that theory started catching on, and you started going, oh no, is this some boring internal, like, shot yourself in the foot cabal-y situation? And it's not yet clear, but increasingly it started sounding like that in a more serious and juvenile way at the same time.
Yeah.
That started coming out, like that thread started coming out.
Makes sense. I think, you know, it was the more boring of all the crazy possible solutions, but it was also kind of like, you know, when you sent me the message, you said, like, it's just a straight up coup. And it was kind of, to some degree, it was less shocking, and to others, it was more. So, like, if it had, I thought there was a big scandal, and I was like, that's going to be a shocking scandal. But then when it wasn't, when it was just politics, I was like, that's kind of even more shocking that this board just had the audacity to fire the two founders, two of three founders on the spot of the largest unicorn. I mean, what are they? They're valued at 90 billion. They're in
and
the
90,
top.
Not 90 to 100. Right.
Like, it's not like, I mean, they're bigger than Stripe now. It's insane valuation in terms of 500 employees are generating a $90 billion valuation for this company. Like, it's
not just
like
a big company, but the CEO of the company that got them from zero to that valuation.
8 years.
In the last 3 years, and he's executed insanely well. He's gotten to prominence. The AI player of choice. This is the tech company of today, of 2023. And that any board would turn around and go, nah, we want this, or someone else wants this. Or
it's Larry and Sergey. It was as if Google, like Larry and Sergey, just suddenly get fired from Google back, in 2006. You're like, what? No.
Yeah. Yeah. And as though Marissa Meyer turns around and just forms a coup with Larry.
Yeah. Inser,
which is a name that's coming up, by the way. Marissa Meyer, famously the first PM at Google, is now coming up as a potential board member for the new OpenAI. We'll get to that in a second.
Okay. So can we run through the board real quick and who they are, right? So Sam Altman, obviously, CEO and founder. Greg Brockman, we talked about, co-founder and president. He was the 10X engineer. We've got Ilya Sutskever, which we talked about. He's the chief scientist, co-founder as well.
Which actually huge, right? Because he was personally recruited by Musk. So Musk and Altman actually founded it. And then they convinced Greg to join in. And Musk went around and hand-selected Ilya particularly and brought him from DeepMind because it was Larry Page's
He was working on Brain, DeepMind Project Brain at Google. He had sold his company DNN Research apparently to Google. He was there for like 5 years. He was the chief scientist, but he's been in OpenAI since 2018. So he's there 5 years. He's like hand selected, but yeah, as you say,
it was a key hire, and he's the chief scientist. So Greg is engineer. He's the one who does the scale production. Ilya is the AI guy. That's kind of the split. Right.
Got it. That's smart. And then the rest of them just seem to be, like I said, folks left over after a slumber party. So we've got Adam D'Angelo. He's the CEO of Quora. He's formerly Facebook CTO. So I guess he brings scale and experience. Tasha McCauley, she's a board of GeoSim Systems, which is a geospatial startup. Adjunct senior management scientist at Rand Corporation. So not sure what Tasha's bringing, but that's good. And then we've got Helen Toner, Oxford University governance of AI specialist, and she's the director of strategy at Georgetown Center for Security and Emerging Technology.
Didn't she get trawled through everything? Never held down a job, academic, never been on a board. She got trawled.
She's the ethics person, right? Yeah. She's the the mission person. And apparently the person who turned, like in the rumors, she's the one when Ilya was looking for his first person to turn, it was her because it was his concerns were about, he went from it from an ethics point of view. Right.
And despite the troll kind of targeting of her, however misogynistic as well, it turns out she's an incredibly capable person. It's just...
Yeah, of course. I'm sure.
Has never been on a board, has never had... Like, there are all these kind of caveats, but other than credentialism, as the new ism that I learned over the weekend, this is not about being credentialists. you know, we are where we were.
Then I look at kind of former board members who left within the last, in recent history. So some that you've probably heard of. So Reid Hoffman, LinkedIn founder, undoubtedly the reason, the connection between Microsoft and, you know, he's a deal maker and investor. There's Siobhan Zillis. Do you remember Siobhan Zillis? Do you remember why you talked about her? Director of Neuralink.
Now director of Neuralink. Also, the what's the surrogate? Not surrogate.
The mother of twins. Two children.
Yeah. Two of Elon's many children. They're friends. It's platonic.
They're friends. It was platonic, and it was a donation or something.
Right.
However you hand that over. But Elon's twin kids. She left back in March, so she was there recently. And then Will Hurd, former Texas congressman, left recently as well.
He left to go run for president. Also, Elon Musk himself. So Elon,
He
left a while back because you're going to privacy. We need to stay, you know, my 100 million. Also, super nice because one of the many theories someone had found, if you Google Sam Altman at one point in time, there's a tweet where he says, I'm going to run for president. And for a hot like 30 minutes, everyone was like, he left to go run for president. And he just didn't tell the board he was running for president on Friday. And we're all going, oh my God, he's running for president.
It was possible.
Anything was possible.
Right. Okay.
So we know it's a coup. We know it's a coup by a bumbling, and then the memes were clown car. The memes were, who are these idiots, these teenagers who staged a coup?
Maybe it was an accident. Yeah.
They didn't know what was going on. Who are these numbskulls who didn't tell their investors, who didn't tell like anyone anywhere, and ousted? How did they think this was going to work? What was their plan next?
How embarrassing.
What a disgrace. That's where we got to.
Okay. So it's Saturday. Saturday was kind of a quiet day. Friday was crazy. Saturday was quiet. Today's been a crazy day again, right? That's my.
Except that the Saturdays when you started seeing all the backflipping and Ilya was in the new. it's where you saw the, okay, it's a coup, and then Sam Altman does the I love you all. This was. I mean, yeah. they haven't. They're taking the piss at this point in time, right? Sam is just loving it. So,
he knows. I think the difference is Friday he was worried. Saturday it was clear.
No one had none of this.
People are like, we're not having this. Yeah, he must have had time to talk to people. He realized that
there was
a lot of people in OpenAI that were Altman believers.
This was the beauty of it, is that, so a couple of things started happening, I think, on Saturday. One is you started hearing his other plans, and you're like, well, maybe he was being a bit duplicitous. He was trying to raise money from Middle East to do a hardware company. And why he was doing hardware? Because he was trying to shore up the upstream chip requirements,
the GPU competition.
He didn't want to be stuck on Nvidia. Yeah, he wanted to verticalize and go down that way.
Makes sense.
What was the other piece he was trying to do? He was trying to actually create a product, a hardware
Johnny
AI
Ives,
product.
Humane pin. He wants to Johnny Ives, formerly Apple, the guy who did the computers. He did the first iPhones. He did the iPods, the iPads, all that stuff. He's the British guy in the chair, the famous guy who always sits in those videos. Left Apple about 5 years ago. He's got his own design company, and Sam Altman was working with Johnny Ive to create the next generation of phone powered by AI, an alternative, a competitor of the Humane Pin. Yeah. As soon as I heard that, I was like, I'm not buying the Humane Pin anymore. I'm going to get whatever 20 grand thing that it's going to be really expensive. It's going to have rounded edges, but it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be just like, because the only thing we've heard from Johnny Ive so far is a $60,000 turntable that he rounded the corners on. Like, give me that. Just do that to the Humane Pin.
I want it. Say it with a little accent. Yeah.
So we said, sorry, give me British, Imran. So he started with the, we're like, hang on, he's been doing this other stuff, and then he's out now, and everyone's thinking he can go raise $3 billion before the weekend's over, before the night's over, right? So he and Greg will do his thing. Everyone's going to shift. Meanwhile, Microsoft stock on Friday night before the market, by the way, collapsed 3% on the back of this, because you're thinking they've just thrown away their entire, OpenAI was injected in every, that's their entire roadmap, Microsoft. It's in
across
every product.
And he was on stage at Dev Days.
Two days before. Right?
Yeah, saying, oh, it's great. It's a great partnership. And then suddenly he's tweeting, having to say, actually, we support Mira. What? Who's Mira?
Who's Mira? It's a great, I'm definitely going to come back. But then the famous I love you all tweet, which I love from Sam. So tweet, I love you all, carriage return. So he's got some space. And then he goes, you know, favorite time, all the great people at OpenAI, et cetera. At this point, he'd been having clearly chats. He's been shoring up, as you say. He kind of felt like he's pretty safe. He knows what's going on. And people were reading into it. So what that tweet did was this flood of my timeline was full of heart emoji responses to that tweet from other OpenAI employees. So it was
the equivalent of the salute for Twitter. Remember for Twitter. Everyone was doing salutes? That's exactly what it is. That's right.
Yeah, the inverse. They're all still in. He's out and they're hearting him saying, oh, we love you too. And it was registered as like a public display of support for him to the board to say he's everyone who's going to leave. Mm-hmm. If this guy is you actually fired him,
it's only 500 employees as well. So you might say, if it's a few hundred, if you lost 100 people, and they've already, that's wow.
By Saturday, top three engineers were already saying we're out as well. We're done. So, and then the tweet goes out. Yeah. But my favorite thing about the I love you all tweet is I love you all. The first letter of that phrase spells Ilya. I love you all. And so everyone's now going, what the freaking Roman tragedy drama is this?
Is that a coincidence?
There's no way a phrase, I love you, why would I love you all be a coincidence? Ilya is the first letter of that thing. And everyone's looking at it going, what does that mean? God. And sure enough, by end of Saturday, you're learning that Ilya was the tiebreaker. Yeah. He was the voice.
He was the initiator rather than the tiebreaker, wasn't he?
The initiator, the one who was driving this thing. And the key question now and still, and there's a bunch of unresolved, but is what did he see? Mm-hmm. What did Ilya see? Why did Ilya, who was
he is
their key recruit? Like, he was their best friend. He made this happen. He's on stage with Altman. Every single appearance for the last 3 years. Yeah. What did he see? What's going on?
It might be real. I mean, this might be one of those Skynet moments, or Oppenheimer, you know, like this is, I mean, maybe it's a bad thing Sam is going back. Like, we really, like, so one of the things I saw today, skipping forward a bit, was like Elon Musk is insisting that we know the reason for his, even if he's reinstated, that we know the reason for his dismissal because of the consequences it could have on the world in terms of AI. Like, if it is because there's something going on and we're, you know, if he is pushing this in a direction that is not good for humanity, I mean, as much as this is fun and drama and everything like that, this could be that moment. And it's kind of, you know.
Which is an incredible place to be right now, because what happened for most of Sunday was, look, the board are back in talks with Sam. To the headlines were he's going to be back in. They're negotiating with him. There was a deadline by 5 p.m. on Saturday to, if you're doing it by 5 p.m., then other people will walk. So you need to have the resolution. And the board agreed to put him back on, but hadn't met the deadline. So
there was a photo of him. He tweeted. He was at OpenAI. He had his guest pass.
And the tweet was, it's the first and last time I'm going to be holding it. He's taking the piss. Yeah. He's having a ball today.
Yeah. He knows he's on top.
We were all like, he's coming back in, and there's no way you're coming back in if you're not getting all of your terms, and you're going to come back in way more powerful and like having cleared the slate.
Yeah, the board. You're going to have all the governance. Every single person on the board is going to be a yes person. He's going to support. He's going to be a fan. Yeah.
So it swung from this is absurd to he's going to have all the power. He's clearly coming. And if he doesn't, he's going to go start a startup, and that's going to beat OpenAI immediately because everyone's going to leave. So it's swung heavily towards.
Immediately, but yeah, I mean, it's going to take 2 years anyway because you've trained the models, right? But
fine,
yeah.
But you know, inevitably, and then so you're swinging, and everyone's waiting for the resolution. The resolution's not coming. They've agreed. The board's agreed to resign, but they haven't yet because they're trying to work out the legal terms and who's going to be on the board. And then two plots happen at the same time. One is, well, hang on a minute. Can we just slow down for a second? What was the reason? And what did Ilya see?
Yeah.
Ilya, who's like we all thought was this incredible. We're all on board. He was the number one recruit. What did he see for 1 second? And then the parallel plot now is that the board hasn't agreed and they're looking for another CEO while Mira, the current interim CEO, is trying to hire Greg
as the CEO. She's trying to hire Greg as the CEO. First of all, she found out the night before as well, though. So, like, it's not
very complicit. Very complicit.
I mean, it's not like she's been blindsided and she's trying to right or wrong. She's not been blindsided. Ticket.
Have you seen her meteoric rise? How she got to CEO of OpenAI?
CEO, no, CTO you mean, or CEO? I don't know how she got to CEO. Now CEO. She just got it. Yeah.
she just got it. She was a product manager at Tesla for 3 years, then went to Magic Leap for a couple of years, then went to OpenAI and became the CTO eventually after 3 years, and then just stumbled into graduated mechanical engineering college in 2012.
Oh.
Just wow. Like, put that in perspective. Like,
wow.
It would be as though, you know, someone you mentored, mate, just went four jobs, skipped, and suddenly you're the CEO of it, but you stumble. This is not someone who casually gets to places. This is someone who's very positioned, and I'm undoubtedly capable, but there's no amount of capability that gets you there in four hops.
There's got to be some elbows as well.
There's got to be some solid elbows and solid positioning and so on. So you've got to go. Mate, if your mentor and the guy who helped you get to CTO, you find out the night before that he's been pulled, you have the opportunity to do two things, either give him a heads up and chance to position, or actually this is my chance to shine. She's pretty complicit in this.
Yeah, she's got to go. Yeah, she's got to go.
They've all got to go.
I mean, obviously the board has to go, but she has to go. She's trying to hire Sam back as the CEO.
What? Why would he work for you, love?
Yeah, there's no way. What are you talking about?
Come on. She was one of the product managers on Tesla X 5 years ago.
Yeah.
There's some crazy stuff going on.
Crazy stuff.
Magic Leap for a couple of years. Magic Leap that went nowhere.
It was surprising to me that Microsoft put so much money into OpenAI without insisting on a seat on
control.
The board.
No board, no control. Like not even board. In the majority stuff.
But it's because it's this nonprofit model, which is typical. Because if you have investment, you don't want to be biased. You want to be able to do the best. So it's like common, which is like nuts.
I love that in the middle of all this, so Satya Nadella has to come down from Seattle
and has to hang out.
And like literally
with all these kids.
Just so
who
just
said what? What did
arbitrary.
You say? Okay,
what,
you can take
who are you again? Yeah. What's your name? Okay. And he's like, and I've got a cricket match. The bloody Australia India are playing and it's not looking good. I don't want to be watching it. And you know, go the Aussies.
Busy weekend. While we were off.
It was just, it's like, come on, guys, give me a break.
It must be humbling to be the CEO of Microsoft and be so dependent on a technology that didn't exist 18 months ago. You know what I mean? Like, I mean,
with an internal team that's five times the size that did not manage to execute the same.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the fact that he has to fly down and the outcome of this argument has like such significant implications to his business is like, you know, that sucks. Like, that's he's not going to like that.
Like, where we are right now as of Sunday night, like, what would it be, 9:30, is it's, you know, the meme right now is there smoke coming out of the OpenAI offices, kind of like the Sistine Chapel.
The Pope has been... Have we decided on the Pope?
Yeah. Have we decided on the Pope?
What color is
it? Is it white smoke? Is it black smoke? Have we decided on the Pope or not yet? You know, going into Monday, as you said, like, he's going to be back in before Monday, and it's as though he just had a weekend off. He just took the weekend off.
What'd you do for the weekend? Not much, really. Yeah.
Just took a half day Friday. For a second.
Yeah. Took a long weekend.
Everyone else is fired, though.
Yeah.
So this is where we get to mentally is, okay, imagine he comes in on Monday, the governance, the board, everything's been inverted, so he's got ultimate power. And the question keeps going back to, was this all just some weird, was it a PR stunt in some extreme case to kind of, no. Was this all in aid of flipping the governance structure? Because the governance structure, and this is ridiculous as well, is Elon gave us the heads up. And he was the one when OpenAI was kicking off where he's gone, how can a nonprofit, someone explain to me how a nonprofit can become for-profit business. If that was possible, everyone would be doing it. So he gave us the heads up there was something fishy. Yeah. And sure enough, here's the fishiness. Like, it's got problems.
Yeah.
And they needed to clean house. They needed to invert this at some point in time. Was this just a really elaborate public way of cleaning house?
Maybe it was a really elaborate trap and it was sprung over time. And maybe Eli is in on it. Maybe the I love you all is really code for Eli is he was the one who, I mean, if he's the one who initiated it and he's the, I mean, maybe he's in on it. Maybe we find out after this, he's the third person. He's the secret, the double agent. Who knows? I mean,
everyone's in on the whole thing. I don't know.
Could be. I do know. The one thing I would say is that irrespective of if it was intended or not, if I was an employee there, I would be super pissed because $90 billion valuation. They're on the verge of getting, they're on the verge of being able to sell some of their internal shares.
They had a tender offer
in the next couple of weeks and it was all rosy. Some of them have been there for 5 years and they've got X amount of shares in a $90 billion valued company. And now everything's on hold and it's all like, well, what's it really, you know, and it just, it could be worth nothing because if everyone leaves and goes and start, like, can you imagine getting to that point, to the point where you finally get to cash your check and then the board drops the ball, you know, it's just,
But this is where you get a bit conspiratorial. You go, there's incompetence and there's just deliberate. What level of incompetence? Forget the board. Ilya, who's the most intelligent, you know, AI scientist there, who does not notice that the tender offer hasn't closed yet and is so concerned about AGI that the artificial general intelligence is so concerned about this Terminator threat he will flip the board, fire the CEO before the tender offer is closed. We don't have the investors on board. Like, how negligent is, what was your plan here? You've got no support if your investors aren't there. You've got no capital.
Unless it was just that bad. I think we do need to know what it is. I don't know if we're ever going to find it out. I mean, unless it was just, I wonder what, if it is just this mundane thing where it's like he was going to get investment to build computer chips and he was going to work with Johnny Ive and they was going to get money from the Middle East and that, and I mean, then it's just appalling. But if I don't know.
It's badly done, but you're not even stopping him at that point because you're shooting yourself in the foot. My issue is if they genuinely thought this is an amazing, we want to keep this going. We care about this company and he's just bad for it, but bad for the direction. The way they went about it was just impossible. It was entirely unsustainable. You got his clearly his best ally, and you knew he was his best ally, Greg. You did not have him in that room, so you knew he was on board with him, and you knew he was going to take your side and leave with him. As soon as they left, you were now going to have sympathy across the whole story. You knew his employees loved him, and
they didn't even try and
close the tender offer. So the company's not viable. What was your plan? How was this?
They didn't even have a story in terms of, I mean, the first thing you do would be release a scandal or something, right? As in, like, just everyone's got dirt on them.
In front of it. Like, you've had 48 hours. There's been nothing. In fact, what's happened is that they've backtracked everything. So the very first visceral kind of weird thing about opaque communications, the guy's clearly shot someone. They've gone back and they've gone, let's be really clear. There's been no financial, fiduciary, security, fraud, personal, or anything like that. It was just a miscommunication.
We just wanted to fire him.
It was just...
He was on a PIP. We had him on a PIP for the last month. We did the comms round and it didn't work out.
He didn't know he was on a PIP. That was the miscommunication. And now he's gone. It's really awkward. It's just he sent a bad email. It was a GIF. It was there was a nipple. It
was bad. That's right. He forwarded something. Yeah, he didn't do his security training.
He replied all once again. That's right. He didn't do his e-learning. It was a bit too long. We CC'd his boss and he just didn't reply. There was no plan here. There was no exit. It was... someone had gotten a bit too high and pulled the trigger, and what is
we'll find out tomorrow. I mean, if you're Microsoft, you're going to want this all resolved before market open tomorrow. So I thought we would hear something tonight. I thought it would all be resolved by tonight. I thought we'd get a tweet to say he's back in, they're out, job done.
I mean, there are people in that room or outside that or near that room that are positioning so beautifully because you're getting blow by blow, like real time. Mira's trying to hire Greg back and the board is looking for other CEOs. Everyone's leaking everything and you can't tell what's real and what's positioning. So the other side hears something or other because clearly Sam has every card at this point in time, we think. In the meantime, there are people parked outside the building reporting on the boba guys with five drinks and three of them had Pearl and three of them didn't, right? Like it is a very... SF.
Breaking news.
Oh.
Breaking. Oh. So I just Googled it to see if there's anything happened.
Oh.
So Emmett Shear becomes interim OpenAI CEO as Altman talks breakdown. Sam Altman won't return as CEO of OpenAI despite efforts by company's executives. I was thinking that if he was going to be in, it would have been in earlier today. Like if he was back,
it would have been done.
They would have wanted it resolved before market open. So he is Emmett Shear, co-founder of video streaming site Twitch, will take over as interim CEO.
Oh, right. Emmett. Right.
Emmett, there we go. I didn't know they were looking for one. It sounds like they're not. I think I might apply for the board, you know? I think it seems pretty. they just let people in and out. The decision. Wow, this is amazing.
Okay, so he's some other. So what happened is Mira planned to hire Sam and Greg back. She turned Team Sam over the past couple of days.
Obviously.
Bit late for that, love.
Weird.
Idea was to force the board to fire everyone, which they figured the board would not do. Board went into total silence, found their own CEO, Emmett Shear.
So here's what we need.
How is this board still operating in any capacity?
It's not a board. It's a dorm room. They're in there with Red Bulls.
Three complete and utter numbknuckles that somehow have stumbled into this.
This is exciting. This is exciting. Two reasons is exciting. One, the board absolutely now, if Altman's not coming back, they absolutely tomorrow have to release why they fired him. They have to say what the scary thing was. So that's one good thing. Two, we get to, there's going to be a new startup. There's going to be a new AI in town. We're going to see what Sam and Greg do.
100%. This is happening while we're talking. Kara Swisher, brilliant. A clod of a board stays consistent to its cloddery. That's exactly right. Like, what is this effing board? What a ridiculous... So amazing. They're going to hold... Has Mira walked? Has she left? Yeah, Mira's gone.
Well, if she's not CEO anymore, does she just get to go back to being CEO?
I think she's fired.
Why would she be fired?
This is... Hang on.
Why would she be fired?
Hang on. Is Emmett... Why would she be fired? No, I think she's resigned, hasn't she?
Very
confusing.
Is she going to go over and work for Sam now?
I don't know. Do you reckon they're going to kiss? I don't know. Do you reckon they're going to snog? I don't know. Wait. The other thing we haven't talked about is that this is very strange now. So Kyle Vought, the CEO of Cruise, resigned earlier today.
Well, okay.
Right? Convoy. So well, remember last time we did we
I do episode cruise, go out? The cars, the clothes, that episode cruise, went out. Yeah,
great,
that went
great, out. Great. So Cruise had to pull back, pulled out of SF and everywhere else because they had that incident. They went to investigation cars, and they found out they had something like 1.6% people, 1.6 people on average to run each car because they had so many overrides, manual overrides, and it turned out it wasn't more efficient than the autonomous. Anyway, details. He resigned earlier today, Kyle Vaught from Cruise. Emmett Shear, who you just mentioned, from formerly Twitch, is the interim CEO of OpenAI. Kyle and Emmett were former co-founders. So does Kyle resign from Cruise and then pop into OpenAI? Is that what's happening up there? Like, does he walk three doors down?
CEO? Or is what?
As the CEO? Would his role be Emmett's president? Interim?
He could be on the board. He could have been on the board if he stayed at Weird.
Because Mira's gone, because she flipped to Team Sam. She was interim CEO. Emmett is interim CEO. He's not full-time CEO. What
she
is going
to Team
on?
Sam, what does that mean, though? Like, he's not going to have her, is he? Is he? I mean, at this stage.
Well, she can't stay. If she flipped to Team Sam, she can't stay. She was trying to hire him back, right?
Oh, that place is going to be Swiss cheese. Everyone's gone next week.
Something's cooking up, right? If Emmett
You'd wait
and
to
Kyle-
see, could they get, could they pull this out of the bag. You'd try and get your payout before you leave. This close to a payout, you'd wait, wouldn't you?
Is it April 1st? What's going on? Is this bonkers? Is this a joke? What is happening right now?
Remember I told you, it feels like we're living in a simulation. You're like, nah. It's like sometimes it is. Sometimes you're just like, yeah, whatever.
Greatest gossip ever. Yeah. You don't need TV. You don't need, just look at what's happening around the world and get a car, a swisher.
I was hoping we'd resolve this a little bit on this call, but we're not going to, are we? We're going to have to wait for the week to start. We'll get this part out. If you're listening to this tomorrow, which is you're likely listening to this on Monday morning or Tuesday, it's probably been resolved at this point. But yeah, it's been a roller coaster.
Actually, you know what? New plan. We're going to live stream all the way till Monday morning. You and I are going to chat through until this is resolved. New commitment. We're going to talk until this is done.
Well, it needed to be done. It needed to be done before market open tomorrow. So we knew it was going to be by bedtime or, you know, there'll still be news during the night tonight. But yeah, it looks like this is real, though. It says distraught employees streamed out of OpenAI headquarters in San Francisco a little after 9 p.m. shortly after the decision was announced internally to not reinstate Sam Altman.
It's done. They're gone. That company's
gone. Done.
I mean,
done.
Microsoft that trades 24 hours on Robinhood.
How to destroy a $90 billion company in a weekend?
Must be tanking. Yep. Microsoft on a Sunday night just dropped another 2%.
Oh.
2.5% on a Sunday, on a 9 p.m. on a Sunday night.
How easy is it to train these LLMs, though? I mean, is it about, like, why? I mean, it is a long road, though. Like, I mean, even if it is Greg and Sam, and even if, like, I did read something, and if someone was like, when they started creating these LLMs, it was so expensive. It's so, like, obviously Moore's law and compute power, but also the cost of infrastructure is cheaper. Also, they know what to do. They don't have to go A, B, C to get to D. Yeah, they can just go A to D now and all of that stuff. But, like, you know, still, it's still going to be 2 years to get to where ChatGPT-4 is now.
Well,
so,
it took Anthropic 18 months to be, like, back in the game. You know, Anthropic was also a founder and ex-OpenAI left and kicked it off. It doesn't take long to become
They're number two, right? Yeah.
Doesn't become long to become another contender. Will you be ahead again? TBD. But like, it's going to give every AI graduate out of college, you know, another job offer to, like, you know, take it on.
It definitely makes. I told you that I cancelled my OpenAI subscription as well. I don't know why. It just made me feel like
show
that.
Him.
It's just
dirt.
Yeah, I said that to you. I was like, that'll teach him.
That'll teach him.
$20 a month.
The other thing I love about all of this is, you know, OpenAI had a dev day, fired a CEO, had a board, got another CEO, and still Gemini is not launched from Google, like the main Google competitor, still not launched. Everyone's waiting on it and waiting on it. It's just it's brilliant. It's
but that's
just
what
comedy.
Happens when you've grown-ups. Grown-ups running businesses is always tricky, you know?
I guess. Yeah. I guess.
What a weekend.
So fun. Can we just talk about the Starship for a second? Did you watch the Starship?
We can talk
about
the Starship. Yeah.
Did you watch the Starship? Can we end on an amazing, happy note?
Yeah, like, it was inspirational. Inspirational.
It was phenomenal. I made the kids watch it. Like, it's phenomenal.
Yeah. What happened?
Starship. The second flight of Starship. Starship is
SpaceX.
SpaceX, private company, the largest, tallest, double the thrust of the previous largest thrust, which was the Saturn V rocket, double that thrust. So the most powerful loaded, most economical by unit payload kind of figures ever launched for the second time, second test flight out of New Mexico. And
at nighttime.
It was 7 a.m. It was sunrise, right? It was just beautiful though.
It was like 20 perfect conditions.
20-minute window. Yeah. They delayed it from Friday to Saturday morning to like 7 a.m. And it's watch the footage. It's poetry. Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah. Just the footage alone. They should be thanking the FAA or whatever the agency is that let them the 20-minute window at sunrise because it just made for the footage. And this thing is a Herculean structure. And it has 33 engines, these Raptor engines that are all like Musk has worked out how to make them super, super cheap. 33 engines on the main booster and then another six of these engines into the actual Starship, which is the ship at the top. And it was just incredible to watch the scale of this thing, the sounds of it, and you weren't even there live. And it was very successful on the key milestones, which were to do this hot staging, which is when you separate the booster from the main ship, when you get to a certain level in the atmosphere while engines are firing. Normally what happens is you turn everything off, separate, and then reignite. They actually still had some of the engines going and so on, which caused some problems evidently. And then get Starship up and away. And kind of, the intent was the Starship then to kind of land back down, but no, it blew up a little while up in the air, and the booster also blew up when it wasn't meant to come back to Earth and be caught by the pillars. The intent is not to land anymore. It's actually going to be caught back by the towers, which is just an unreal science fiction thing. Both of them had these, what Musk used to joke as the unscheduled rapid disassembly. What's it called? Is it unscheduled rapid? There's a very, very funny nerdy phrase of like, unscheduled. So they both blew up, but like it achieved all the amazing milestones and this Herculean size of a thing, and it was just
The sheer scale of it was awe inspiring. Like the flame coming out of the bottom of the rocket, it was just like wow.
And the size of the plume was 1,000 feet in every direction. And the crazy thing about this stuff is that it's not this singular. Like a unit, the intent of the inter multiplanetary life is that you can have 1,000 of these, a fleet of them, and he already has lined up. You know, they're making mass production of the Raptor engines. The Starships are all just made from stainless steel, super straightforward. They've got welders doing this stuff on site, and it's produced. They've got many of them ready to just put back on and keep going. It's that scale mentality as you're testing and iterating and blowing
building the machine to build the machine from the beginning. Like that's he's always ticket. Got, 100%.
With absolute love of stainless steel. And you're seeing it now. The showrooms in Tesla have the stainless steel. The truck is in all the showrooms down in San Jose, rolling it out for end of November, you know, launching
it. I'm out. Don't love them. Okay, let's put an end to this emergency episode so I can cut it, get it out, and so that it's so people can listen.
Wait,
to it
can we just check
manner.
There hasn't been any update just in the last 3 minutes?
No, we're done.
What if something has changed? What if someone else is an interim CEO?
Stop.
Oh, Emmett. Is Emmett real? My understanding is that Sam is in shock. This is for Emily Chang, who's the NBC tech correspondent. My understanding is that Sam is in shock.
He's not the only one. All right, lads.
We're going to have another emergency one tomorrow
Stay
morning.
On the call. Stay on. We can chat about it more. I just want to get this edited.
All right. Can we have a V2? Okay.